Joining us this morning from Olympia with a legislative update, your 12th District State Senator Keith Gaynor. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Well, here we are. We're just we're over halfway through now, and we're getting more information coming out on that income tax. What can you tell us?
Well, it is moving forward, and it's really disappointing because it's pretty clear that it's unconstitutional, and yet, you know, if you followed the way things have gone lately, I mean, it was pretty clear that capital gains was an income tax, but the only place in the nation that capital gains is considered an excise tax is here in the state of Washington. So this is pretty clear, though, that they're just saying this is an income tax on income over $1 million. And there's a real deep concern that there's an insatiable desire to collect more taxes, and we're spending, continually spending more. And that's a real concern for, I think, all of us.
Now, do you think this income tax will be tried in court?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, right now it's planned to not even take effect until 2029. So they're anticipating, I'm sure, that it'll go through the courts. And that's why I mentioned that about the capital gains. I mean, we didn't think that was going to stand up in court. And yet, you know, when you redefine things, it's hard to say what our Supreme Court might do as it relates to taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll give plenty of time for those folks to maybe move out of state, I suppose.
Well, we've heard an awful lot, in all seriousness. And the sad thing is that the people that don't have that flexibility are going to have a greater tax burden. And, you know, $1 million sounds like a lot. You know, growing up, I thought, boy, somebody who's a millionaire, they really had a lot of money. Well, anymore, the way, you know, our society has, we've created a lot of millionaires. I mean, when Microsoft, you know, people, or Amazon, I mean, there's a lot of people that have done quite well. And that's not just those two corporations. There have been a lot of great opportunities where people have, you know, had a vision of some service or product. They've developed it, and they've done quite well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like, you know, people that have been successful, we should, you know, continue to create opportunities for people to be successful and not disincentivize that happening here in the state. Because if you do have something you can market and make money on, I would say the state of Washington is really not the place where you're going to be able to reinvest, you know, your profits back into your business, because it'll be going to the state before you get a chance to reinvest it.
Wow. Well, let's talk about where we are in the legislative process. This is a short session, so things move pretty quick. Can you bring us up to speed there?
Well, we've just passed our policy cutoff, which means that if the bill hasn't made it out of committee in the respective chamber, either the House or the Senate, then it will be dead. And unlike last year, where it could come back next year, it literally is dead. Unless someone determines it's necessary to implement the budget, then it could be pulled up. But those things, the fiscal notes, have all been pretty well worked out. So that would be the end of it. And then we've also reached, yesterday was the end of the fiscal cutoff. So that means if it didn't make it out of a fiscal committee, then that's what we needed to make that decision on yesterday. Mm-hmm. So now we'll be going cross chamber to get a concurrence. Not when I say concurrence, either it'll either be agreed on or amended, and we'll work through the actual legislative process of making these bills closer to becoming law.
What is the capital budget looking like? Have you had a chance to peek at that at all?
Well, it's like every other budget. It's not going to match up to the expectations that people have for it. It's been interesting to see the last few years that the dependence that people have had, you know, communities of need, they really do need, whether it's a facility or some, you know, project that they feel like, you know, would really be great for the community. You know, there's a lot of pressure from all over the state. You know, people, well, we really need, you know, this capital budget. And it used to be a little more selective, I mean, as far as what, you know, people would be asking for. But there's, as I said, the variety and the range of requests are getting greater, and actually the dollars are getting much tighter, because the capital budget is a function of your, you know, what's available from operating, and you know, it's just you know, we're spending everything and we don't have the supplemental. We used to just be a little add-on. Well, now people, you know, their needs and their requests continue to grow, and we don't have the ability to accommodate a lot of those requests.
I know housing continues to be a big topic of conversation there in Olympia. What can you fill us in on that?
Well, I just wanted to share that, you know, I was appointed to the governor's housing task force, and this is a new endeavor. I'm concerned, and I had an opportunity to talk with the governor's office's representative yesterday about the role that this task force might play, because we've had, you know, we've all acknowledged that housing is a real issue. The cost of housing, availability, you know, our communities don't have, you know, an abundance of housing for the people that do want to live here. So hopefully this housing task force will be able to drill down on some of the real issues of what is driving the cost of housing. You know, there's so many things that have been identified by the governor. The lieutenant governor did a study here 2 years ago that clearly pointed out some glaring things that we could actually be doing to remedy some of the problems. So hopefully this task force will not only take those recommendations, but come up with some meaningful changes in the way we're doing things here in the state to make sure that housing is more affordable. We're not being redundant in the permitting process. We're not, you know, slowing things down, making it more difficult for builders to build and for people to end up with, you know, a house that they can enjoy and make their home.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything currently happening there in Olympia that you feel will most affect your constituents here in District 12?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the affordability issue for the state of Washington. You know, as we found out in October, there was a whole slew of new taxes that kicked in, you know, from schools to services to, you know, just about any and everything. People saw that, you know, their business taxes went up, and it really does get discouraging to someone that's trying to make a, you know, life for themselves and create opportunities for employees. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the joy of being a business owner is greatly diminished. And I think that what we're seeing is that there hasn't been a real awareness of the impact that it's had on people. When we have people coming in, and I've had a number of people that have come in through the office, and they're all saying, please don't cut us. And I'm saying, well, you know, we're expanding the size of government. We're collecting more money, but we're not actually fulfilling the promises that we've made people. And the people that are coming in are people that are providing services in our communities. They're providing health care or child care, or they're actually doing things that, you know, people have come to rely on. And, you know, to adjust some of those lifestyle things, you know, in a community, and it's no longer available, that they've been able to enjoy because the state has said, yeah, we will provide you with health care assistance, or, you know, whether it's the mental health, they said the child care has been a big one. We have to be more cognizant of what's going on in the real world rather than, you know, just dealing here in Olympia. And then once we leave Olympia, we feel like, well, we did our work. Well, now the people have to live with what the results of our work have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you look at what's ahead during this short session, do you feel that you'll get out on time?
Well, there's no reason why we shouldn't. I do think, though, that you know, even the governor, when he came up with his budget, he didn't even balance his budget. And he doesn't have any, you know, he doesn't have to really. I mean, he can say, well, this is what I'd like to see, and which he did. And he came up, you know, with an actual deficit to his supplemental budget. So if we're trying to, you know, on our end, you know, work through that too and try and reach a compromise or whatever, we're dealing in a very tight fiscal window there to, you know, for what we actually have to work with. So we'll have to make some hard decisions. Whether they'll be willing to do, we'll be able to get consensus. You know, as people are well aware, I mean, there is almost a supermajority right now with the Democrats. So that, honestly, they should be able to make sure that we don't go over. But if they can't agree themselves, then, you know, hopefully there could be a good compromise that would be in the benefit of all Washingtonians. And that's what I'm hoping, that when we leave here, that we'll feel like, okay, we all had to, you know, come to the table and make some tough decisions, but we're going to make things better for everyone in Washington.
Is there still time for constituents to give you their feedback as you proceed through this session?
Jeff, there's always time, and I always welcome that. We get a lot of people that have been emailing and calling, and I really appreciate that. It gives us a sense of who's basically paying attention to of what's going on, and I'm grateful that people are engaged. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's important for us to hear the good and the bad. I mean, if you see something that you really think would be good and you can explain why, I mean, we need to hear that because it does help us make a better informed decision. So, you know, please, all of you that are listening, feel free to contact us. And, you know, we really do value your input.
Well, we value your time, and we appreciate you getting us up to speed on all things there in Olympia. State Senator Keith Gaynor, make it a great day, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.